As settlers moved west, rail lines were not far behind them in most cases. However, when you look at the entirety of the lower 48 U.S. states, it was this spot that was one of the very last to receive rail service. The reason the tracks finally got here was to take advantage of a resource that brought many people to live in the area. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As train tracks began to cross great distances in the U.S. in the 19th century, this part of the country was seemingly left out for a long time.
In the lower 48, this was one of the last areas to get rail service, and it arrived in Redmond and Bend in 1911.
Heidi Hegemeyer shares the story from the High Desert Museum in Bend, Oregon, and she says one particular kind of business was promoting those rail lines here.
The interest of all the timber in the mountains surrounding here. Timber companies were eyeing that as a new destination, if you will, and wanted to establish mills in the area.
As the rails arrived, the mills sprang up and more people moved to the area. This geography began to be referred to as the High Desert, a description that can apply to a large region.
We are on the western edge of the High Desert here in Bend, and the High Desert stretches across at least 8 states of the Intermountain West. It's a diverse and really rich landscape.
And although the High Desert covered thousands of square miles, there seemed to be few places where you could learn more about it.
I would say even today, the High Desert is a bit of a lesser-known region. It's easy, I think, to look out from the highways and see kind of the big empty, if you will, but it's really a diverse landscape, rich with wildlife and cultures, and so we're privileged to tell that story.
What resulted is something called the High Desert Museum here in Bend, Oregon. It was the vision of Don Kerr, an Oregonian who had a passion for the region and wanted to foster a deeper understanding of all this area had to offer. Today, that museum is quite an attraction that offers a lot for people to see and do. What's inside is next time as we travel the countryside in Bend, Oregon. I'm Andrew McRae.